All right, Marshall.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals is now in session. Judge Flory, Judge Connolly, and Judge Hooten. The Honorable James B. Flory presiding.
All right, good morning, counsel. This is Herr Dua Ching, appellant versus Cao Zhang, a respondent. Matters here for oral argument via Zoom. Mr. Hagler, you'll have 15 minutes for your principal argument. There is no contrary argument to be presented here today. I don't believe a brief was filed by the opposing side here. So you'll have 15 minutes to present your argument. You may proceed.
Thank you, Your Honors. May it please the court. My name is Tom Hagler. I represent the appellant petitioner, Mr. Herr Chang. And this case is essentially about a little girl who was taken away from her father. Her father's taken care of this child for her entire life, and mostly without the presence of the mother. This couple was never married. My client did file execute a recognition of parentage when the child was born in 2016. And the child's mother left the family home in 2018. And since that time, my client, Mr. Chang, has always been the primary care provider for the child. And he continued that. And at some point in 2019, the child's mother came back into the child's life and was occasionally visiting with the child. And then in February 2020, the respondent, the mother, took the child away from her home with her dad because she wanted to claim the child on her tax returns. And so my client filed or served this lawsuit on the respondent on February 25th, 2020. So just, you know, 2 weeks after he found out she was taking the child away from her home. And then the suit was filed in March 2020. And the respondent failed to file her answer, but she actually did execute and serve a sworn answer and counter petition. And in that sworn answer, she stated that she lived in Wisconsin since 2/12/2020. And the respondent also stated the same when asked in court that the child lived with her since February 2020 when asked by the judge in the lower court. But the lower court determined that Minnesota was not the child's home state because Mr. Chang did not have legal custody and that the respondent had moved to Wisconsin.
I thought the district court found that it was undisputed that the child had been living with her mother in Wisconsin for the 6 months prior to you filing your petition. Was that an undisputed fact?
That was a disputed fact. That finding was erroneous. And obviously it contradicts the statements made in court by the respondent herself. The Uniform Custody Jurisdiction Act allows Minnesota to assume jurisdiction if Minnesota was the home state of the child within 6 months before the commencement of the proceeding, and the child is absent, but a parent continues to live in the state. So, it's our position that the lower court made the wrong finding on the home state because the home state is defined in Minnesota statute 518D102, subsection H, that it's the state in which a child lived with a parent for at least 6 consecutive months immediately before commencement of the child custody proceeding and a period of temporary absence is part of the 6-month period. So under that language, the child did live in Minnesota for six consecutive months prior to commencement of the proceedings, which was March 13th by the filing of the, even though the lawsuit was served in February, but there is limited case law in Minnesota addressing what constitutes a temporary absence from the state. This Minnesota Court of Appeals has addressed it in a case called Cook v. Aramitsu from 2018. And in that case, they find that Minnesota courts give great weight to other states' interpretations of a uniform law. So the Minnesota Court of Appeals has looked at what other states that use the UCCJEA have done in determining whether the absence was temporary. And the Aramitsu case looked at what the parents' agreement and their intent regarding the temporary or permanent status of the child's out-of-state absence. And in this case, prior to February 2020, the parties did have an agreement. It was an informal agreement. It was a verbal agreement that the child would live with the father in Minnesota. And the child was actually already registered to attend preschool in Minnesota before this happened in February. And there were still times when the mother would just disappear for months at a time. The latest example was in August of 2019. So, and another consideration that courts can use is whether the remaining parent here in Minnesota had a reason to recognize the permanency of the out-of-state absence. Because that's important because the 6-month period within which the parent in the original state could file a custody action within that state doesn't begin to run until the parent had reason to recognize the permanency of the out-of-state absence. And Minnesota has recognized that rule. That's the rule in Illinois that they cite to. That's also the rule in New Jersey and New York.
Hagler, I appreciate your knowledge of the subject, but to sort of follow up on Judge Flory's question, I mean, isn't the part of the matter is the finding was clearly erroneous because it is in dispute and there's no evidence that she was in Wisconsin? I mean, isn't it as simple as that? And therefore we should obviously reverse.
I do believe it. That is true. But my understanding is that this court can de novo determine jurisdiction. And that's what we're asking.
How would we do that? I mean,
based on the
not taking testimony. So it seems to me that's not an option. I mean, unless I'm wrong, I could very well. I mean, at the end of the day, who knows where she lives? But since the evidence doesn't support the finding and you're disputing it, it seems to me this goes back. I mean, are you saying as a matter of law, we could rule that the statute applies and that she is would never lived in Wisconsin? How would we do that?
Your Honor, there's a case, the Greasy v. Camp case that I cite in section 2 of my brief, says that when the district court relies on affidavits that are available to the same form to the appellate court, that the appellate court can review the decision de novo. And I filed with my brief in the addendum, the respondent's sworn affidavit saying that she moved to Wisconsin in February 2020.
Well, but don't we have issues of fact here? I mean, she actually gave, it sounds like she made inconsistent statements during the proceeding. And then we have the testimony of the father who gave evidence that was inconsistent to that of the wife. In light of that, and in order to determine jurisdiction, doesn't there have to be a resolution of those factual disputes? And if so, is that something that the appellate court can take on?
Your Honor, that may be the case, but we're asking that the court look at what's already on the record, her sworn affidavit.
But your whole position, there is a factual dispute, right?
That's correct, Your Honor. But the respondent in court did tell the judge that the child has only lived with her since February 2020. So I don't believe there is an actual factual dispute. I think the judge concluded that because the respondent said, I moved to Wisconsin in August 2019, that somehow the child automatically moved with her. And
the district court found it was undisputed that she'd moved the child to Wisconsin in August of 2019.
Right. So that's not accurate. It was disputed. And our position is that, you know, states that use the UCCJEA say it's where the child lived, physically where they lived. It's not the parents' residence or domicile that makes the deciding factor. And the lower court concluded that the child didn't live in Minnesota because the petitioner didn't have legal custody. That result can't stand if the intent of the Custody Act is to allow a parent remaining in a state to establish custody within 6 months after a move happens.
But if there's a disputed issues of fact that affect jurisdiction, aren't we required as a reviewing court to send it back for a resolution of those factual issues?
Your Honor, I would defer if the Court of Appeals doesn't feel that there's enough factual evidence on the record, that would be the case. But I believe there is enough in the record where this court can decide jurisdiction de novo. But going back to, you know, having reason to know that the move was permanent, he had no reason to believe that until they got to court in July 2020, and she said that in open court that she was moving to Wisconsin. That was the first time he heard of it. And the intent of the Uniform Custody Act is to prevent a parent from moving the child's home state without the other parent knowing about it. And that's exactly what the respondent tried to do here. And as soon as the petitioner recognized a change in custody was happening, he brought this case to court. So that's why we're asking this court to either vacate the lower court's dismissal and remand for findings, or just decide it de novo that Minnesota does in fact have jurisdiction.
But in order for us to do it de novo, wouldn't we have to make credibility determinations? And how can we do that as a reviewing court?
Both parties have submitted, well, the appellant has submitted an affidavit that's filed into the record with one of his motions. And then we filed a letter to the judge asking for reconsideration. And with that letter as an attachment, we filed the respondent's sworn affidavit and counter petition. So that's what's on the record, Your Honor. And we'd ask the court to go on that information.
All right. Anything further, Mr. Hagler?
If there are no further questions, that's all I have.
I'm not seeing any further questions. So thank you for your briefing and argument in the matter. We'll take the matter under advisement at this time, and we'll issue a decision within the statutory timeframe.